Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today, this Tuesday, August 5th edition. Looking forward to next year's midterm election. Political pundits, MERS News Service, sat around and talked about a couple of issues, the way they see things right now. Basically, about a year before the primary election next August 2026. At the top of the ticket, the U.S. Senate race, well, the Democrats have four names already filed to run in that primary. They also have five credible candidates in John James's 10th congressional district. Democrats have three running in District 7. I believe that's Tom Barrett's district. And they have three Democrats running in congressional district number 4. On the Republican side, one Donald Trump endorsed U.S. Senate candidate of any note that's running, one congressional district 7 incumbent, and the rest are all question marks. Nobody has filed a campaign finance report last week in John James's 10th congressional district or the 4th congressional district. President Donald Trump has publicly said that he would like U.S. Congressman John James to run for re-election in the congressional district 10, but the two-term Republican has other ideas, with the governor's seat opening up. His family allegedly moved off of a lake near Ada, Michigan, which is actually a few hours' drive from his district. So governor seems like a better logistical move, politically speaking, for James. Additionally, it would appear that there's enthusiasm on the Democratic voter side. However, things could cool off considerably by this time next year. Well, sitting down with four political pundits, the question, what about United States Senator Elisa Slotkin's alpha energy? The lack of any big-name Republican candidates in District 4, 7, and 10, and the growing divide in voters' minds between hyper-partisanship and the overall distrust in government. Now, very interesting, in John James's 10th congressional district, five Democratic candidates have already raised $200,000 or more for their primary run. One candidate, Eric Chung, has already banked $500,000. And with no big-name Republican candidate officially announced, should the Republicans be concerned? Well, one of the politicals, Brian Zimke, said, money spent in a family feud does not equal momentum, especially in a district that Republicans carried very comfortably in 2024. Democrats are once again lighting up donor dollars on fire just to end up tearing each other down for next year's primary. This will weaken them in the general election. Republicans have a solid bench in Michigan 10th congressional district and will have a strong position going into the general election next year. Another consultant, Lori Goldman, founder of Independent Political Action Committee, FEMS for Dems, I think the point of their concerns predates this dilemma. They should have been concerned when they were supporting Donald Trump, because after John James, they're not going to get a rubber stamp in that district. Now, Jamie Rowe, he is currently the political consultant advisor to Mike Rogers, U.S. Senate candidate. He disputed that the Democrats have any big names in Michigan's 10th district. As a Macomb Township, Macomb County resident, Rowe said he's not concerned at all about the race. I'm certain there will be campaigns that will show that we're out of touch with the voters. However, I'm working with Robert Lujaira. I don't know if I said that correct, Robert. I totally apologize. But he is a prosecutor, as well as a Republican activist who opened his committee on July 1st. Early fundraising is very promising, and grassroots support grows every day. As others try to engage their desire to run or ability to raise money, we are out there doing the work. Stay tuned for the finance reports that come out in October. Another consultant, Hovey, noted that James announced his run for governor in early April. The Republicans should have had at least one solid name in the race by the beginning of May. However, if that eventually big name can sit back and let the crowded Dem field go after each other while before emerging late on, this may favor the Republican. So, pretty interesting take on all of that. Now, one of the other questions that they talked about, pretty interesting. Democrats have competitive primaries in the U.S. Senate in all three congressional seats currently held by Republicans. What do you account for this enthusiasm? Well, enthusiasm is going to probably backfire. Again, spending all their money beating up each other in the primary just to win the nomination next August, a year from right now, folks. A year from this week, next year is the primary. Well, if they spend all their money pounding each other, how much money is going to be left for just a few months later in November's general election? Well, Josh Hovey, a partner at Bellwether Public Relations, Democrat-leaning progressive firm, said take your pick of issues. Maybe it was Republicans voting to gut Medicaid funding while adding trillions of dollars to the deficit. Or maybe it was the Trump administration denying people their constitutional right to due process. It could also be Trump's tariff chaos that's hurting our economy. Or perhaps clear violations of certain clauses within the Constitution. Democrats are just enthusiastic. Aren't just enthusiastic. They're enraged, said Hovey. Very interesting observation coming from a progressive. Brian Smitsky, Vice President of Political Strategy and Operations at Apollo Communications, said their supposedly enthusiasm is really just a symptom of internal power struggles. Democrats can't decide whether their party is far left activist crowd or the old-fashioned Democrat of everyday working families. So they're going to duke it out in the primary. Meanwhile, Republicans are unified behind a common-sense agenda of lowering costs, securing the border, and improving the economy. Again, Mike Rogers' campaign consultant, Jamie Rowe, accounted for the numerous primaries on a lot of upset liberal Democrats out there with delusions of grandeur. I'm happy to watch them all try to put out a progressive message to try to out-progressive each other in the primary before they're defeated in the general. Republicans are unified, already particularly behind U.S. Senate candidate Mike Rogers and Tom Barrett's re-election campaign in the 107th. I think you're going to see something very similar happen in John James's 10th congressional district, as well as congressional district number 4. Especially if Congressman Bill Huizenga decides to seek re-election. The party out of power always is excited to get back in. However, unfortunately for them, they continue to be out of touch with the issues that everyday voters care about. Now, this is interesting because AOC and the communist Zaldani, the Democrat primary winner for mayor of New York City, far left, communist socialists. Well, so far here in Michigan, it doesn't appear that they have an AOC or a Zaldani running. But they are definitely going to try to out-progressive each other in this primary because they think being far-left progressives is the way you're going to win in November. Folks, Democrats are out of touch. Everyday working people are not going to support that agenda. They might win the primary, but they will definitely lose in November. This could be a midterm election that goes in favor of the president's party. Something we haven't seen in a long time in midterm elections. We're going to wrap this up. Final segment of today's show. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4444. 4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, just a short press release statement from State Senator Jim Runstad. He's also the chairman of the Michigan Republican Party. Came out with a press statement yesterday afternoon, absolutely criticizing Lansing Democrats for prioritizing legislation that endangers and demonizes federal law enforcement and for failing to pass a state budget. Democrats blew past the state budget deadline because they refused to work with House Republicans on a fair, transparent budget. Instead of negotiating in good faith, they're wasting time pushing radical legislation that attacks law enforcement. Their latest scheme would put a target on the faces of the very people working to keep our community safe by prohibiting ICE agents from wearing masks. Earlier this month, 10 gunmen stormed an ICE facility in Texas with the goal of killing ICE agents. And now Michigan Democrats want to make it easier for violent extremists to be able to identify and hunt down officers while they're working to detain illegal criminal immigrants. This is what happens when you elect people more interested in appeasing the far left than keeping Michigan residents safe. While Republicans are working hard to get a budget done that protects our communities, Democrats have once again shown they're more interested in partisanship games at the expense of public safety. Here's the take I have on this budget process. House Republicans have tried to go through the budget with a fine-tooth comb. They found ways to cut some wasteful spending, trim certain budget departments, and to push the governor toward a road funding formula. Republicans want to get away from picking winners and losers via the governor's economic development agenda. Michigan Economic Development Corporation, Michigan Strategic Fund, the SOAR Fund, all of these funds that basically have done nothing to generate jobs here in the state of Michigan. Honestly, if you look at some of the people that got the money, this was a money laundering scheme. Millions of dollars going to the governor's friends that ended up being donated back to Democratic campaigns. Faye Baydoun still looking at an investigation over the $20 million grant she got that did not create one job here in the state of Michigan. Personal friend of the governor, as well as appointed by the governor to be on the Michigan Economic Development Corporation's board. This whole thing is coming to a head this year. House Republicans are going to put a stop to it and be able to tout that they actually brought in, reined in the wasteful spending under the Democrats' control and this governor, Gretchen Whitmer. We want a budget, we want a permanent road funding deal, and we want the budget to be reduced. It's that simple. There's no way in heck we can afford the budget proposed by the governor and or the one that was passed by the state Senate Democrats. It's not going to happen. Well, when they get back in September, they basically have the month of September to pass a budget. Why? Because our budget expires, folks, the stroke of midnight on September 30th. October 1st, it's done. It's over. And if you don't get a budget passed, well, then you're going to be shutting down the state government. That's exactly why the House Republicans have already passed a $20 billion keep the government open continuing resolution. Fund what's in the Constitution. Public schools, public roads, and our prisons. Those are the three things that we must fund per our state constitution. Everything else above that is total gravy. Not necessary. Not required per the Constitution. So, that's where we're at here on August 5th. We'll see where it goes. We'll see where it leads. Bottom line, House Republicans are in control of the budget process. The state Senate, Democrat-controlled Senate, and this governor needs to be sitting down and having meetings with these guys as they head into September. We'll continue to follow this and appreciate Senator Jim Runstead's press release. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-up